get to the stats here in a moment, but Tom Ceratori is now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Tom, congratulations. I thought you guys played a pretty darn good road game tonight.
No, we did. I was really proud of the guys. Obviously, the third period, we were on our heels, and they play with an extra gear in the third. And I thought the first 5 minutes of the third, we were pretty good. We were pretty composed. And then again, just things, we got kind of rattled and, you know, whatever. I mean, that's a good hockey team. And, again, they had momentum. They were fast on pucks, quick on pucks, and we were just kind of flat-footed right there. We were just trying to survive a little bit in the third. But I thought the first two periods, again, I just thought we played very well, Schulte.
That first period, you were taking the plate to them so much, causing them to take penalties and really get them on their heels. And on the road, you can't draw it up any better to start, can you?
No, you know, and you want to get the first goal, and we got the first goal on the road. We were playing with a lead. And that's the one thing, when you can play with a lead, like I always tell you, you're playing with the house money. And, you know, we obviously gave up that goal in the third right there. But, again, it's still all even up, and all it takes is, you know, one more to put you ahead. And, boy, if Phil could have – Phil had him on that breakaway in the third. And he had open net, and it just kind of slipped off his stick right there.
You guys, you don't really notice. I mean, you look at the roster and you see how big Duluth is, and you don't notice how big until you see him. They got a couple of monsters out there that can skate too.
Yeah, they do. I mean, we got some big guys too. I mean, whatever. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, whatever. I mean, it's, everybody's got some guys with size, but, you know, it's just what it is, what it is. I mean, that's, they're a good team and they got good players, and we're a good team and we got good players.
Does it feel like a win?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's nice winning because, you know, you look at the guys' faces right now and the smiles on their face. So as long as they think it's a win, that's all that counts, Schulte. It doesn't matter what you think or I think. It just matters what those 28 guys in the locker room think.
That's got to help for tomorrow night, I would suspect.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we're just now we're going after the series win tomorrow and that – you know, that trophy we have, Babe the Blue Ox. So Duluth's going to be fighting on all cylinders and kicking on all cylinders, as so are we.
A lot of people don't like a 1-1 baseball game late in the game. This was as entertaining of a 1-1 game as I can imagine.
I agree with you, Schulte.
Fans got to go buy some tickets for tomorrow night's game because will be entertained.
There's a lot of talent on the ice right there, and there's a lot of speed, and there's a lot of entertainment. I mean, these guys are, you know, this was an entertaining game. And yeah, and I agree with you.
See you tomorrow night,
all
Tom.
All right, Schulte.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers, with us on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight. 1-1 officially. Beavers, though, win it in the 3-on-3 on Zach Whitecloud's goal. Not quite a minute in.